Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
How do you know when it's time to say when? How do you know when it's time to hang it up and just quit? Do you grit your teeth and say, they'll have to take me out feet first? Or do you see the handwriting on the wall and you know it's time to say when? Do you grasp the golden parachute, as they call a good retirement in business? Or do you wait until they give you 10 minutes to clean out your desk and a security guard walks you to the door and you are history? Tommy Lasorda, who managed the Dodgers baseball team for 2 decades, wrote his autobiography. He talked about the day he would have to quit. He said, "Someday I realize I'll have to go too. I'll sit in the clubhouse knowing I'm taking off the uniform I love so much for the last time. And it'll hurt to see me go most of all." 11 years later, Lasorda, who was a loving dynamo of energy and a lovable dad as well as a very savvy manager, was rushed to the hospital with a heart attack. After several weeks of recuperation, with strobe lights flashing and TV cameras grinding away at the news conference, Lasorda said it was best for both him and the organization to step down. His voice broke with emotions, and the great season of Lasorda baseball was ended. For him, a heart attack was a wake-up call, a clear indication it was time to put an end to an illustrious career, play some golf, spend time with his wife, and enjoy the grandchildren. But for a lot of people, the end doesn't come that way. It comes with a pink slip in the pay envelope, or an uncomfortable meeting with the director of human resources who informs you your services are no longer needed. You are history. "I'm not going to wait until I get fired. I'll beat him to the draw," you say. Just a minute. A lot of people jump the gun. They quit before it's time. Pastors, business people, secretaries, school teachers, even ditch diggers. They get their feelings hurt, annoyed, irritated, and tired, certainly tired and tense, and they quit. The following 4 guidelines will help you know when it's time to say when. Guideline number 1, it's time to say when timing, not emotions, drives your decision. If your decision to quit is motivated by a personality conflict, by a single misunderstanding, by a feeling of inadequacy, or a few bad days, you're probably making a mistake. If a team manager quit the first time he had a losing season, few would survive. Remember, in sports, for every winner, there is a loser. Guideline number 2. It's time to say quit when you see the trends that are clearly established. Success is never final. Failure is never fatal. There are seasons to life, and having the good sense to know when they come is wisdom. A pattern clearly established is often one of the ways that God uses to help you know when it's time to say when. Guideline 3. It's time when your decision is confirmed by neutral, caring friends who will be honest with you. Talk over your options with somebody who's neutral, and then carefully evaluate the advice that you get. Guideline 4. It's time when you openly and sincerely make the situation a matter of prayer, asking God to guide you and give you a witness in your heart that the time has come. Long ago, God promised, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye upon you." That promise is still valid today. He always should be consulted when you're considering when to say when.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.